This is the Organisms Have Character assessment for third grade. Number one, plant parts have different functions that help the plant to survive. The roots of the plant, A, provide food for the plant, B, soak in water and nutrients from the soil, C, make and store food for animals, or D, transport water to the flower. Number two, the leaf of the plant. A, absorbs water and minerals from rain. B, transports water to other plant parts. C, absorbs sunlight as energy to make food. Or D, keeps the plant green in color. Number three, a flower is a plant part where A, seeds are formed. B, rain and nutrients are absorbed. C, energy from the sun is made into food. Or D, the plant is anchored from wind and rain. Number four, different plants have different sizes and shapes of leaves. Choose the answer that best describes why the size and shape of leaves differ from species to species. Leaves are different shapes and sizes because the different plant habitats have what? Is it A, different amounts of rainfall? B, different kinds of minerals in the soil? C, different amounts of sunlight? Or D, different animals that eat the leaves? Number five. Mrs. Crawford's class was observing the crayfish in the classroom habitat. They wanted to classify their observations into physical and behavioral characteristics. Which of the following best completes the statement? Physical characteristics are A, body structures and body parts of an organism. B, characteristics that can be measured with a metric ruler. C, all characteristics that help an organism to survive. Or D, characteristics that show what the organism can do and how it moves. Okay, number six. Here's what Kay and Shaw made. They made a chart based on their crayfish observations. You can see that it's split up into physical characteristics on the left and behavioral characteristics on the right. Go ahead and take a minute to check it out, and then we'll look at the question below. Okay, now choose the physical characteristic of the crayfish, the physical characteristic that helps them escape from predators. Is it A, their ability to molt or shed their exoskeleton? B, their camouflaged brown and yellow coloring? C, their segmented bodies and ability to climb? Or is it D, they do not have a backbone? Which one helps them escape? All right, number seven. Animals have different physical characteristics that help them to live in their environment. The polar bear, for example, can live in the cold and icy Arctic because it has what? A, four legs. B, large paws and claws. C, thick white fur. Or D, sharp teeth. Which one helps them live in the Arctic? Okay, number eight. Different kinds of birds have different shapes and sizes to their beaks. Choose the answer that best describes why the beaks of birds differ from species to species. Why do they have different beaks? Is it because A, beaks differ for use in defending themselves against predator? B, beaks differ because the sizes and shapes of birds differ? C, beaks differ because of different temperatures in bird habitats? Or is it D, beaks differ because of the different types of food that they eat? Which one explains why birds have different types of beaks? Okay, number nine. What body part will tell you if an animal is a vertebrate? Is it A, head, B, backbone, C, legs, or D, eyes? Number 10. Your classroom has crayfish, beetles, pill bugs, and worms as animals to observe in the model habitat. Which of the following characteristics do these classroom animals have in common? Is it A, they're all warm-blooded with a backbone, B, all cold-blooded with no backbone, C, cold-blooded with no legs, or D, cold-blooded and live in water? Which one is true of all of those animals? All right. For number 11, you're going to be describing what's going on here. You find your younger sister pulling leaves off the plants in your mother's garden and leaving just the flowers. She's making a leaf collection and saving the flowers for your mother to pick. So how would you explain to your younger sister why that's not a good idea? The plant needs the leaves. Okay, so two parts here. You have to explain why the plant needs the leaves, and you have to tell what will happen to the garden if all the leaves are gone. Okay, for this next part, make sure you put three different animals in each side of this T-chart. Give me three on the left that do have a backbone. Give me three on the right that do not have a backbone. For the next question down here in the middle, you can see that we've got mammals, birds, amphibians, reptiles. You're going to give me two characteristics of each animal with a backbone. Okay, use as many different characteristics as you can. Don't just write, has a spine. That's true for all of them. Tell me one thing at least that makes them all special, and you can put more than two if you want. Give me more than one thing that makes each of these animals different and special from all the other ones. On the next page, you have to draw the picture of the flower, okay, or the plant, I should say, and then label the flower, the stem, the leaf, and the roots, just like we did. And down there in the bottom, tell me what is the function or the job of each part of that plant. Okay, what does the flower do? What does the stem do? What does the leaf do? Okay, so correctly drawing and labeling, that's worth 4 points in the top, and telling me what's the job of each part of those plants, that's worth 4 points down there at the bottom. When you're done, please make sure that you've answered all the questions and that your name is on the test. And when that's all set, you can go ahead and put it in the basket.